Felposh is the with the Michigan Association of Realtors. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Happy Fat Tuesday to you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to my punchki.
Yeah, I haven't had any yet because our intern just kind of blew us off this morning, Kathy, but we're going to work on that. What's the state of real estate here in the state of Michigan? I know that some areas of the state are still suffering, but some are doing well. Give us an update.
We are seeing some positive numbers across the state. I think primarily move-in ready houses are moving very well, and the inventory, you know, realtors would actually like to see more clients who are ready to sell put these move-in ready houses on the market. I think in the greater Lansing area, they had a real positive January. Units sold were up about 30% over January of last year. And overall, I think from 2011 to 2010, units across the state were showing a slight uptick and prices are stabilizing. So our realtors are feeling really positive about the market and positive about what they're seeing happening in Michigan and the landscape.
Where are mortgage rates and are people still refinancing?
Yes. The last 3 weeks have been another big refinancing. Mortgage rates are low. That isn't affecting as much on the new purchases as it is on refinancing. We're still seeing, hesitation on the behalf of lenders with respect to new loans. And, you know, the market is still reacting or overreacting, as we sometimes feel, to what had happened 5 or 6 years ago with respect to lending.
What are the rates on the lower end for 15 and 30-year mortgages?
Tony, I do not know that off the top of my head. I apologize.
Are we seeing new bills increase?
I heard a report and talked with Bob Filka last week from the Michigan Home Builders, and he says his members are seeing some positive numbers in terms of the home building as well.
Is there anything that the state, that Governor Rick Snyder and his administration can do to help realtors?
We are working on some legislation currently that is directed towards prorating property taxes and what's called a homestead exemption. Oftentimes when bank-owned property is returned to the bank, it kicks into a higher property tax rate, which, as you can imagine, creates problems for a new owner in terms of getting that property reclassified as a primary, like my primary home. And we're working closely with Treasury and hoping to see, something shake down with that soon.
How is Michigan doing when it comes to folks who have been losing their homes and abandoning their homes? Are people sticking it out more, or are they still leaving at a rate that has been increasing?
Well, we've seen, MISHTA, the Michigan State Housing Corporation, has really aggressively been, advertising, for a better word, its homeowner assistance programs, which are available. And I think, as they've been able to get down to the grassroots, it's really, finding out about these programs. We get a lot of great money and funding that comes into the state, and then has it filter down homeowner by homeowner. And so, our realtors are trying to carry that message out to homeowners so that the goal is to work for the homeowner still to stay in the house. And if they can make an adjustment on the mortgage and make a change that allows them to stay, then, it's a win-win for everybody.
What do you tell folks who lose their homes? How long does it take to get over that credit-wise and get back into the game as far as buying a new home? Another new home, I should say.
I think the loan counselors typically, you're probably at least looking at 2 years where you'll be in a rental situation and then reestablishing credit. In some cases, it's a bit longer. It depends on the whole package and the circumstances, I think, surrounding the credit of the borrower.
What do you tell people who say they bypass using a realtor because they can't afford to pay whatever the fee may be for a realtor helping with the assist of a purchaser as the sale of a home?
I would never recommend not using a realtor, for a number of reasons. They bring a whole level of customer service on a wide range of the, there's a lot of complexities, and buying a home is, especially in this market, it's not an easy thing to do. It's one of the biggest purchases most of us make in our lives. And the advice that you can get from a seasoned realtor, somebody with good business skills who understands the market, I really think it's priceless. And, you know, it's really, it just, it's become as part of the cost in terms of approaching your decision to buy a home.
All right, Kathy, if folks are looking for a seasoned realtor, where do they go?
We have a MIRealtors.com has a find a realtor feature, or within every community across Michigan is a local association of realtors. They're active in the community. You know, you contact your local association for a referral or ask your neighbor. I think everybody's really worked with somebody in their community who they know who's really a great realtor.
All right. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Okay, Tony. Have a great day. I hope you get that punch key.